Welcome to this first podcast of The Balanced Mind. And I'm Kim Searle, and I'd like to introduce you to Richard Brewing. In a moment, we're just going to talk about how this podcast came about. But I want you to know that this podcast is all about the inner workings, systems and processes of you, the accountant, because so much out there is supporting your CPD, the tools that you use, the software, how you're doing in terms of your own progression, but not about who you are. What we're going to cover today is in all these podcasts is inspiration, ideas, suggestions, and just maybe challenging some of your thinking a little from time to time. What we want to do is help you understand that there is a whole untapped potential within you beyond the spreadsheets and the bottom lines. This hidden treasure trove is more than just crunching numbers. What we're exploring is the human side, the challenges, the fears, and the doubts. And all you've got to do is tune in and listen. So if you're ready, let me just get Richard to introduce himself and tell us a little bit more about himself and how this podcast has come about. Richard, hello, how are you?
I'm good. Hello, Kim. Hello, everybody. I'm really excited to be launching these with Kim. It's something that Kim and I have talked about for a long time. And as we go through this session and later sessions, you'll see why that is. But Kim's an exciting person to work with. She's a wonderful lady, but she, Kim understands the accountant's lot. I'm an accountant myself. I'm in my fourth decade now within the profession. So you could argue that I have no choice but to surround myself with accountants because that's my world. Kim, is one of these strange people who does it by choice. Kim chooses to work with us. And that's fantastic. That's great. And the understanding that she has of the world that we all live in is something that will come to the fore as we go through these talks. As Kim says, what we are planning to do with these is to talk about the things that are going on within the world of an accountant and within an accountant's firm that really nobody else is talking about. As Kim hinted there, you have access to so many things these days when it comes to running your own accounting firm or when it comes to working in an accounting firm. There are plenty of resources out there and plenty of people out there who will talk to you about your CPD, about what's happening in the world of technology, about how to win new clients, about a lot of the practicalities of running the accounting firm. And that's something that, that I've talked about an awful lot as well. But there's very few people who talk to you about the human side of the business, about what's going on inside your head, about how you influence others, both positively and negatively. Mm. And that is something that has a massive impact on how much you enjoy your day and how rewarding your day is, and also how that reward spread amongst those around you. And as we become more and more digitally based, I think these human things, these human aspects are going to become more and more important. We're all aware now that we live in a world where we can talk about what's going on inside our head, more so. As accountants, I think it's something that we can still be a bit nervy about. Particularly what's going on inside our heart, inside our souls, if you like. We suppress emotions in our industry, in our profession, and that's completely the wrong way to go. And I hope as we go through these, that's something you'll come to understand. So just very briefly, my background. I'm a chartered accountant. I came into the profession in 1981. Never meant to be an accountant, but here I am 40-odd years later. I trained and qualified with a top 20 firm, worked with a top 4 firm, eventually ended up as a partner in a top 20 firm, and then realised that actually that you're not your own boss, and I thought I would be. So I did the next obvious thing, which many of you will have done, which is to set up my own firm with my wife, who's also an accountant. She's this sort of accountant who loves systems, processes, technology, the rights and wrongs of putting all that together, which is great because I'm the other sort. I'm the sort of accountant who loves working with clients and working with people. So as a business partnership, it's always worked extremely well over the years. We sold the last of our firms in 2009. And since then, I've moved from working with SME clients to working with the accountants themselves. And working from the start point, you are already a good accountant. So it's not up to me to tell you how to be a good accountant. In fact, it's up to me to tell you if you're not a good accountant and it's time to get out. Rarely have to do that. But it's much more about how showing you that the frustrations and the stresses that you face aren't necessarily how it always has to be. Just because everybody else faces those stresses and pressures and frustrations, there are ways through it. And it was through that sort of thinking that I first came across Kim. I think it was on LinkedIn, maybe originally, Kim, I'm not sure.
Yes, it was.
But I was searching for someone who, like me, wanted to get inside the accountant's head and inside the accountant's heart as much as inside the accountant's systems and processes. And in Kim, I found not only a kindred spirit, but I found someone who's actually an expert in the field and not just the clumbering around amateur that I've always been when it comes to that side of things. So hand over to you, Kim.
Oh, I love what you've said there, Richard, on so many different levels. I know when we met, you're right, I'd never would have thought kindred spirit, but we are so on the same page in terms of the humanizing of the accountants inside of things to think about them. And I think you said something about them, working in a digital world, and they're becoming increasingly detached from where they need to be in terms of connecting with people and what they're going to be doing going forward, because there's a whole raft of different opportunities that are looming for many accountants now. If they can embrace who they are, it'll be a walk in the park. So I was very pleased to have found you too. Fortunately for me, Richard has also offered to help me in terms of working with me as a coach at one point. So still do it going on at the moment. But the point was that I needed help just to refine my messaging and make sure that what I was saying wasn't going to send you all running to the hills thinking mad woman. But I have chosen this for a reason. I spent many years in and around finance. And here's a little funny story, which I still don't understand exactly what it was telling me. I dream a lot. And one of the dreams I had for the first 10, 15 years after leaving school is I failed my O levels in maths. I didn't, but I dreamt it. And it scared the bejesus out of me. And yet I stayed in finance. I did banking, I did a building society. Had a bit of a spell in retail before ending up in Motorola and doing accounts payable, which led to some bookkeeping, which led to other things. And even when I was working as a project manager, I worked with accountants who were stressed and who were trying to help me manage my budget or control it and doing all sorts of weird and wonderful things I didn't fully understand until I asked. And do you know what? On the whole, I found they were really pleased that somebody bothered to ask the question, because so often the work you do is unappreciated in some way, isn't it? You're just churning things through. So we need to encourage people to appreciate what you're doing. And the one way of doing that is appreciating what you do. How easy. So one of the things we want to be able to do is actually start to help you understand how important you are in your world. And there, from there, all manner of magic and miracles can occur because you'll be harnessing so much more of your inner potential, which at the moment isn't really fully realized. And I'm very excited that I get this opportunity with Richard to tailor that message to what's right for you. So I've been in and around this sort of world since probably a similar age, 81, maybe a bit earlier. And yeah, very looking forward to it. And knowing that Richard loved working with people, knowing that Richard's very much about the head, heart, and soul. I mean, when you said that, Richard, I was just like, yeah, this is right. This is good. And we just want to bring that message out to more and more people, don't we?
Yeah, we do, and I think that's a good point straight away, actually. What sort of people do we want to get the message out to who should be listening to this? And I think certainly in my mind, it's a very wide audience. That yes, there is a connection with accounting firms and bookkeeping firms. So let's start off with that. That's going to be at the core of the conversations that we have, because it's the world that we understand. It's the market that we're in. But I think in terms of that, when you actually go beyond that, so if you're working in an accounting firm, if you're working in a bookkeeping firm, whether you are the owner, whether you are one of the partner's directors, whether you are a senior manager, a junior manager, whether you're one of the accounts team, the tax team, whether you're on the admin side, whether you're working on the marketing side, whatever your role is within that firm, these conversations are going to be relevant to you, both in terms of you as a person and how it can essentially make your working life better for you, but also you as a team colleague, how you can help others, how you can influence others more effectively. We all have our headaches with clients, and we bring them into the equation as well, because I always talk about an advert. Was it Barocca? Was it one of these drinks that you can take? And the tagline they always used was "You, but on a good day." And I always think that's my aim. We all wake up first thing in the morning, and we've all had weird dreams or bad days, or there's issues at home, whatever it is. But that's not what our colleagues want. It's not what our clients want. It's not what the world around us want. This is about how you can find the best version of you as much as anything else on a good day, but not by play acting. We all do that to an element, but by actually fixing what's going on in here and listening to what's going on in here. That's the wrong side. Listening to what's going on here about you as a person and how you can essentially how you can be happier. Because if you're happier, that means you're more effective, and that influences those around you in a positive manner, doesn't it, Kim?
It does indeed. Yes, I'm loving what you're saying there. So, for me, just being here and being able to share what I know and learn from the likes of Richard and whenever I'm connecting with accountants out there helps me formulate what I'm doing to help them even better. It's interesting because when I was being told to niche, and I'm like, oh, well, I don't know where to go. Have you in business been told to niche at any time? I've idea. But the more I thought about it, the more that I understood people, I know people. But understood what they were doing, the better we could really dig under the surface of what the real problems are. And I have to say, the last 12 months working with Richard, I've really begun to understand the challenges faced and what's got to shift and change. So I'm really looking forward to talking about all those. And we've got quite a theme of topics as well, haven't we? We've got a couple coming up where we're going to be talking about the reptilian brain and systems and processes. And I can't remember some of the others, but they're really important to understand and get to grips with, I think. So I'm very excited by the whole podcast thing and taking this forward. So, yeah. So, Richard, from my perspective, what would have you thinking, yeah, that's a success with this podcast? What would people be saying, do you think?
I think happiness is a big, big thing. It's at the core of everything we do when we're mentoring and coaching with clients. The big game changer for me and my wife in our business life was when we realized that we didn't have to live within a box that other people were telling us existed. That a lot of our frustrations were
So
coming from
true.
that. So we'd ran businesses successfully for a good number of years. We'd built the businesses. We'd done everything that accountants are supposed to do. Great client base, good client relationships, very profitable businesses, strong team, and all the rest of it. But we weren't happy. We were frustrated. It wasn't the life that we had envisaged when we set up our own businesses. And it took us probably too long to actually sit down and go, okay, well, this doesn't work for us. We're going to do it our way. And if that works, brilliant. And if it doesn't work, well, hey, we've tried, and it's our fault. And the first rule we came up with when we sat there one day, out in the sunshine in the National Forest, we sat there with a blank piece of paper and said, "How should it look like?" And our golden rule, first golden rule, was that we only work with people who we enjoy working with. Because if we're not happy with someone and they're not happy working with us, then hey, it just doesn't work. So from that moment on, because that became the focus for us, it's amazing. If we're happy and our clients are happy and our team are happy, then there's a fair chance that everything else is taking care of itself, that the profit's okay, the cash flow is okay, the service is right, because everyone's happy. So if you focus on what makes people happy, then that makes a massive, massive difference. And over the years, talking to accountants about that and shifting the conversations away from the conversations that we think we should be having as accountants about recoverable hours and chargeable hours and profit and whatever it may be, and moving it on to, okay, well, what are you really trying to do here? What's going to make you happy? What really matters to you? What are your values? Those sorts of things. And we constantly come back to them. So what I want, I did a talk just over a year ago now, where I had to a room full of accountants, and a guy came up to me afterwards and say, look, he said, I've just been talking to a, and he went, guru in the profession. And he said, he's told me that I'm doing everything wrong in my firm, and that if I pay him X amount a month, then he'll fix it for me. He said, I've just listened to you for 45 minutes, Richard, and you've told me it's my firm and I can do what the hell I like with it. And I feel so empowered. And if we can get the listeners of this podcast, the viewers of this podcast, to feel empowered and to have the confidence to go with their own goals, their own visions, their own ideas. I'm not saying don't listen to others, but to have to recognize what your drivers are. If we can bring that energy back into individuals and into the firms, that then these podcasts will have been a huge success, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, that's what this is about. This isn't about making you better accountants. This is about bringing the putting the smiles back in your firm, putting the energy and the positivity back into your firm, making it that when you come home, the family are happy to see you come home rather than hiding behind the settee. It's all that. That's what success would look like.
I'm loving that. Putting the smiles back in your business. I feel a catchphrase coming on. I tell you what I did love as well was when you said the first rule. I'm thinking, have you ever watched NCIS, the first series? And he's got so many rules. The first rule of, we could be setting up our own little set of rules here.
Yeah, I
The
like that.
first rule, what did you say? The first rule is only enjoying working with people we're happy with. And I agree. Years ago, in a previous life, a friend of mine, I thought she said this, but apparently I've just elaborated on what she said, is doing more and more of what you love, less and less of what you don't. And that's in essence what you're saying as well, isn't it? It's just doing the things that are right for you. Yes, listen, take in all the information and pick what works for you. Why listen to everybody else who's set things up, and this will become clearer over the different episodes, but setting a business up according to somebody else's rules, and let's face it, you have to because of obviously all the training you've had, but how you run the business has to be yours. Otherwise, you're not going to own it as much. You're not going to be as connected to it as you could be. And you don't know that their rules are right for you until you find that it doesn't work. I'm completely love that. And you talked about what matters. I'm right behind that completely because so many people don't really know what really matters to them, what's important to them until you ask them. And then they may stumble a bit or they've got something, but it's not the thing. And so that's another thing I think we can work with, this idea of knowing what's important to you. And I'm just having a look at the list of ones we've got coming up. And I guess we can bring that under the importance of being happy. So listen out for that episode because I think that's going to be a great one.
I'm looking forward to the mix because we do have these two different skill sets all focused on the same thing. But I know that we'll find that some of the podcasts that we do will be very much centered on your field, and we'll be talking an awful lot about what's happening in here. Some of them will be much more leaning into what I do, and we'll be talking about the issues that accountants face and those sort of conversations. But all of them will bring together that's what's happening on a day-to-day basis with accountants. It'll just we'll just so yeah we will we've talked about habits, we've talked about self-confidence and the lack of confidence, we've talked about imposter syndrome, and so th the things that accountants know are an issue for them, that are behavioral things, that are human things, but have practical consequences in their firm. The
Oh,
reason why they
excellent.
lose time, the reason why they aren't able to charge the prices that they want to, the reason why they say yes to a client when they should say no. They are professional, practical issues, but they come from what's happening inside. They come from
Yes.
that fear, that lack of confidence, that the fact that we've always said yes. So therefore the conversations we have are putting together those two sides into in a sense one solution program for the accountant. That's what we're going to do here, to give them all the answers that they need. But it's I go into so many firms where I'm asked to say, to look at the team or to look at the clients or to look at the systems and processes. And the answer is always the same. Absolutely, you can do that. But this is going to start with a conversation about you, because there's a fair chance that you are at least part of the problem. And if we don't fix you first, the rest is going to be too much. And people either go, yeah, get it, you're absolutely right, or they throw us out. That's fine. I'm comfortable either way. And sort of that's where we're coming from, isn't it? We're going, look, just put your hand,
Yeah.
be prepared to look at yourself. This isn't about making people something that they're not. We're not going to
No.
ask people to stand in front of a mirror and say, I am a tiger, unless you've got something down the line, Kim. Maybe you have, but
No,
we're
I can't stand that idea. I've
not.
never liked that process. It's
No,
awful.
we're not going to ask people to work harder. We're not going to ask them to turn into something that they just aren't. We want them to
No.
go, okay, what are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? How do I understand that better? And how can I use that understanding to then deliver a much better performance? That's really what it comes to, isn't it?
It is very much so. It is interesting because we have covered a few topics now, and one of the ones I was a bit I struggled a little bit with was time and understanding how that is a perception. And I a little bit more meat on the bones needs to come there. But this idea of struggling with time and never having enough time, and I've spoken to a few accountants recently, and they're just constantly up against it. It's almost like they've left it to the last minute, or they're just squeezing everything in as much as they can. So I think things like that are going to be real wins, I think. Particularly if we can encourage them to sort of start looking, as you say, inwardly. I'm just looking forward to this. So, is there anything that we need to ask our audience today that's going to give them something to think about? I was sort of thinking, because we were talking about leaving at the end of the podcast with an action of some sort. And my immediate thought would be just to start to become self-aware where they can. They're going to forget. We know they're going to forget. It's fine. But if they can just put it somewhere so that at least every so often they're checking in with themselves to see how they're thinking and feeling and what actions they're doing, what habits they're doing that are not supporting them. Because, they can reach out and let us know and we can cover those topics, or they can make sure they tune in on the ones that we're going to do covering that. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I think first of all to reiterate that the feedback and the comments that we get from people on the podcast is hugely important. That's we want this to be a two-way conversation and not just between the two of us. From my point of view, the starting point, I guess, is to come back to this point about it's almost recognizing that you matter. I think that's the key thing here, that we hear so much talk about how do you differentiate your accounting firm? And it's a challenge because, let's be honest, we all essentially do the same things. There's nothing dramatically different there. The one thing that is unique in your firm is you. And therefore, the more that your firm can
Yes.
reflect you, the more you differentiate your firm. And I think we've got to be prepared to stop hiding behind our desks. And instead, be prepared to put up a, hold a hand up and say, hey, this is me. This is what I'm about. This is what my firm's all about. If you love that, brilliant. If you don't love that, that's absolutely fine. That's no one's fault. Maybe you're better off somewhere else. But it's being, talk a lot about being bold, talk a lot about being focused on the things that really matter to you. But none of this is hard. This just comes from being prepared. And we'll take you through all of this with all these podcasts, but being prepared to go, hey, I do matter. I do have value. I might not believe it right now. I might think that I'm the worst accountant in the world. I might think I'm the b worst boss in the world, whatever it may be. I can guarantee you're not. Absolutely guarantee you're not. Because I think I've met most of them. But just be prepared to go, okay, I'm willing to listen. I'm willing to have the, to see what you guys talk about. I'm willing to engage in that. And I'm willing to come back to you and say, look, I agree with that. That's a really good point. Or no, I disagree with that. How about this? And to raise your own topics as well. Hey, can you guys talk about this? But just engage, because this is an opportunity to focus on an area of your firm that has a massive impact on you, everybody around you, and your clients. And no one's really talking about it. And that's exactly where we're going to come in.
Perfect. It all starts with you. And obviously, I'm talking the royal you, not just me. So, perfect. So, I think we'll bring it to a close for now. And do tune in to our next one, which is going to be talking more about oh, a little bit of brain freeze there. What we're talking about?
The reptilian mind, aren't we? I think you mentioned
Let's
when
do the reptilian mind.
I'm
Yes.
really looking forward to this, because at the moment I've got an image of lizard overlords, so we'll see how this one pans out.
Well, maybe you're right. So thank you to our listeners and viewers if you're watching this on YouTube. Thank you very much for tuning in. Really appreciate it. Really looking forward to being on this journey with you. And thank you, Richard, for offering to work with me. Appreciate it.
No, thank you, and see you all on the next one.
Yes, thank you. Bye.